This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The former head of the Lee County Economic Development Group says he was caught completely off guard by the decision to terminate his employment. The organization announced in late September that the board of directors had hired its own vice chairman, Joe Style, as CEO. Style replaced Steve Bassinius, who led the group for about 8 years. Bassinius says he thought he was on good terms with the board. He says he even recently received a good job performance review, but that was not the case as he was called before the board and let go. Bassinius says he was told he was let go to help Style, who had lost his job following the merger of several local banks and insurance companies.
That's the only answer I've ever gotten, and that's what was the only anybody's ever commented on, so that's the only information I have to go on.
Members of the group's board disputed that during a recent Keokuk City Council meeting. They said they dismissed Bassinius for several reasons, including his failure to follow the group's long-term plan and his lack of focus on workforce development.
That is absurd. There were two other people in the office who all they did was focus on the workforce development issues, and no one else is focusing on helping industrial startups or helping the other industries with various issues.
Bassinius says he was hired to focus on business development and says he did a good job. He cites the Iowa Fertilizer Company, Amjet Turbine Systems, and the potential reopening of Keokuk Steel Castings.
And I think the key thing right now is, well, where's the beef? Let's show what I've done and show what they've done, and the jobs they're creating just aren't there.
Bassinius says he's deciding where he might work next. Possibilities include some of the prospects he spent years working with while employed by the Lee County Economic Development Group. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.